All right, another podcast episode. Look at us. Look at us just doing all these podcasts. Like, woohoo. Got Robin again here with us today. And we're talking about, well, we would like to talk about things that you would buy a doll collector since we're going into the holiday season coming up with December here. So, and obviously, like, as many of us doll collectors, we have tons of dolls. And let's say someone doesn't know what to get you because you have so many dolls. What would you get a collector?
Ask for.
Or what you can ask for. That's a good
and
point,
And not
too.
Just, like, you could be like, oh, I'll not buy myself this doll so that some, you know, because somebody else wants to buy it for me. But let's say that you're going to buy these dolls because you ain't risking them selling out or anything or them getting the right doll. I've had that where I was like, I want this. Here's a picture. Here's everything. And they don't give it, which is fine. You know, it's not about what it's
the thought.
So like, here's some things that like you could give a doll collector or that you could ask for that are useful, practical, and fun.
Oh, good, good, good. I mean, we were discussing this earlier. I definitely think Michael's is probably one of the best places because they have miniature things, little things that would fit into a dollhouse, little things that your doll can hold, little things for your doll. And sometimes it's seasonal. So like right now they have like stuff for their miniature like Christmas stuff. So your doll could have like a little mini Christmas tree. Their Christmas tree or like Christmas
or
anything miniature.
Things for like a dollhouse that could go into like, oh, a dollhouse. Is a good one, like maybe a pre-made dollhouse, but like shelves that you can convert into dollhouse or shelves in general for display purposes.
Oh, that's a good one. And another thing that I feel like Michael's is just such a good go-to store.
Michael's, do you want to sponsor us?
I know, I was like, send us Michael gift cards. Or honestly, a Michael's gift card is a good one for a gift for a person. Mm-hmm. But one thing that Contents with Krista had on Instagram, I think it was, oh my gosh, over a year ago, which I actually ended up going out and buying, where they got one from Michael's where it's a giant like plastic see-through like case. And inside you normally would use it for photos.
Or they scrapbook with,
like,
paper.
Or like scrapbook paper stuff. And honestly, I've used so many of those over the past year to put in, like, I've sorted like my Rainbow High accessories in those, and these sometimes are a little expensive, but Michael's always does sales, so honestly I've gotten them for 40% off a number of times because I own two of the photo ones. And like, and they also have like the slim scrapbook ones, they have thicker ones, and those are really good for organizing. So let's say you don't want to get some a doll collector of more dolls because they have so many, so get them something to help them organize their dolls.
Yeah, they even sell I think those are made for like the 4x6 ones, and they'll be a bunch in one bear case, so you can, and a label maker, because a label, you can label the little boxes with like, this as shoes, this as whatever else.
Oh, that's
things.
A good point. I've actually seen people do that. I think their name is Rad Nostalgia. I'm trying to like shout out people that I've seen on Instagram that has little drawers, and all of her little miniature drawers that you normally would put like scrapbook stuff in or little tools in or whatever, she has all of her doll stuff separated and has all of them labeled as well. Label makers are great. I totally agree with the label maker thing.
You know what else is a good thing? Things for like photo shoots with the dolls, like the scrapbook paper, that scenery, that could be a backdrop. Ooh,
props.
Light, like, I mean, obviously you don't have to go out and get them like a whole YouTube setup thing, but like, you know, they make little ring lights now you can easily buy, or things that attach to your phone to take better like photos. I mean, an iPhone obviously would be the greatest gift you can give anyone, I guess. Here's an iPhone for your doll photography.
But a ring light really can totally change your photos. I mean, or videos too, if someone's like maybe expressing that they want to go further into their doll creative side. And no, I totally agree with the ring lights. I think the ring lights now you can get honestly fairly good ones that come with different like light color modes on it for like $20
at Walmart.
I know, even Walmart now has them. So it's like, to me, it's like they're always I feel like allowing someone to be creative. So like ring lights or little like photo accessories are always really good gifts too.
Or sewing materials. Ooh. Crafting things to create things
if you know someone makes doll clothes
or
like
wants
like that,
to
that's a good point too.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's an endless thing. Like, or here's a fun thing. Let's say like they like things like they want to match their doll, like American Girl, you know, the American Girl and all those like 18 inch dolls would sell like, here's an outfit for the doll and here's a shirt that matches the doll. So maybe make a custom set.
Oh, I could. That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Now I want that.
Something so special. Spoilers for Christmas.
Now I have to do that. I know. See what you did now? No.
But like, you could like maybe something unique. Like, I mean, you can buy Liz like photo fabric transfer things at Walmart that you just print a picture or whatever on from your regular printer. You like either iron it on or
Honestly, that's what like Paulina does. Yeah, because when I was over there and we're doing a lot of our shirts, we would do a lot of the iron-ons. But yeah. I never thought of making them different sizes. Yeah. So one and for your doll, one for you.
Somewhere they sell online probably like shirt, like t-shirts that are made for 18-inch dolls. Or, I mean, it probably is harder for the fashion dolls. But, you know, where there's a will and a way, it can be done. Making a matching shirt for your doll or painting one. I mean, there's so many endless possibilities.
I want to make that.
Yeah. We should. I just keep telling Elvira we should have like a crafty sewy day because I have all these like doll projects I want to do now.
I know. See, I'm not creative. Like,
that's
I feel like
not true.
I really like. I think like well, when I made my displays, that's when I was going really nuts and like repainting some of the pops. The when I was doing those back in the day, but now it's more like I'll just buy it, which I know sounds awful, but I'm like, I'll just buy the cute little prop instead of trying to make it, which, hey, is also a good idea. Gift cards work for doll collectors because if you don't know what doll to get them, if you get them a gift card, they will buy the doll themselves.
Or here's something. Let's say someone is into like doll restoration, restoring. So you go to the thrift store and you buy some like raggy dolls, like you don't know what they are, you know, naked Barbies or whatever, and you give it to them for customizing or restoring
or practice.
Oh,
I love that. And see, I like that because that's eco-friendly, because instead of someone, you know, like you're reusing something from, you know, used items and stuff like that. That's a good idea. I like that because I always, obviously, I go thrifting all the time, and sometimes I'm like, I don't obviously have the purpose to like repaint them or like customize them, but I
you can't leave that bag of naked Barbies alone.
I know. I always end up taking them home. It's like I always end up taking them home. Now I'm looking at a giant pile next to me right now of tons of like Barbies from the thrift store. But no, that's a really good idea too. I love that. Yeah. So I mean, there's obviously a number of different things you can get doll collectors for gifts, but I definitely feel like anything to help organize is always very useful, especially if you're as an avid of a collector as I am personally. I have a lot of doll accessories, or like you said, things to help people be creative with, whether it's fabric or, you know, stuff to shoot their photos with, or, I mean, if you want to be super bougie and get them an iPhone, hey, I'm all about that. But, you know, so it's like trying to find different things like that that are outside of the box, because I have spent, like, obviously we've been to Target. Remember that one time when we were in Atlanta and these people were like, oh, I'm going to get my, was it her brother or cousin a gift? And they were looking at Rainbow High dolls and they're like, I don't know which ones to get them because he has a ton of dolls. You know, so that I could understand the frustration for someone who's not maybe as close to them as a doll collector.
Yeah, or it's just somebody, like, you're going to buy the doll. Like, you're not taking chances on someone getting this doll for you, right?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we all know dolls sell out fast. So if you want a doll, you kind of have to get it when you want it, unless they're willing to get it right then. But like, I don't know. You don't take chances.
That's true. Yeah. There has
I mean, you can. You
waited,
absolutely can.
But
be like, here's my list of dolls I want. Absolutely. But I'm saying, like, I mean, when I was a very big collector, I'm like, I kind of had to like be like, oh, okay, I'll let you get this for me, but if I don't get it because you wait until last minute,
you gotta like circle it, put the release date, put arrows on it,
and like,
you
the
know?
Person who's not a collector probably is like, release date?
Yeah, that's true. Like a family member or friend or something who doesn't get that. Like, obviously, we're in the world, so we totally understand it. But yeah, no, like sometimes if you want like a particular doll, yeah, sometimes it's easier just to buy it yourself. Get yourself a gift. Hey.
That's right. What would you,
what do you get yourself as a collector? Another doll.
That's right. What do you want, Elvira,
ooh,
for Christmas?
Everything. Oh my God, there's so many dolls. See, like, that's how I kind of am, like, you know, where I just end up sometimes just buying dolls for myself. Like, I do have an Amazon wish list, like, that I have listed on my Instagram and like on my videos and stuff. Shameless plug. But honestly, there's a lot of times if I see the doll go on sale, I'm like, I'll just buy it for myself. And that's why sometimes things will get off the list, not because people are buying it, I'm buying myself my gifts, which is fine, because like,
she is very appreciative of everything that gets bought for her.
I know,
saying, I don't want to make
it
sound
I do, I love everything. I actually have a video that might already be posted right now depending on the time of this podcast, where I opened up my birthday presents 2 months late. But you know, that's one thing that like sometimes it's like I feel like I end up buying my own gifts because I'm like, you know what, I really really want it, and like it's on sale right now. And you know, sometimes I'll tell people, I'm like, it's easier, more convenient for people if you have an Amazon wish list. So if you're a collector out there and you know people are like, hey, what do I get you? Honestly, if you have an Amazon wish list, it makes it really easy. The gift will show up at your house. It's easy and convenient for the other person to buy you that item. And then you get the doll that you really want because it's on the list. So honestly, Amazon wish lists are really good to share for people if you're a collector and they're like, I don't know what doll to get you because you have so many. Well, these are the ones I'm missing. So that's kind of convenient. Do you have an Amazon wish list?
I do. That's like my own, like save for later kind of wish list.
Oh, because I didn't know if you had one. Because I was like, you've never shared that one with me. And I was like, have I ever bought you anything on the list? And I was like, wait, she doesn't have one.
No, it's more like things I'm not ready to buy yet.
Oh, like a shopping list.
I just put it on a list for like, oh, when I get extra money, I mean, I'll share you whatever you want. I'm just saying, it's not like I don't have like the platform of like people want to, besides you, want to buy me things. So.
No,
and they're not really dolls on there. It's more like just household, everything. Like a couch, like functional adult things we don't want.
I have some adult things on there too. Like I have like shoes that I was like, oh, these are cute, you know, that I want to buy myself later, you know, like I'm like, so I kind of have mine mixed on there where I'm like, oh, you know, I need this for my doll collection, but I'm like, oh, but these shoes are cute that I need too in my life that I didn't know I needed, but now I want it. So it's a variety of different things though. But is there anything that you want, Robin, for Christmas?
Like doll related or that? I definitely want, there's not like a, well, okay, I want a smart doll, but so Elvira, get on these videos. But that's like a big picture in the future thing. But like for, you know, what everyday wanting, I want more things to create for dolls, like sewing stuff and craft stuff.
Because I think you've kind of narrowed your stuff down to where you have like a couple primary dolls and then you're just getting stuff for those dolls now.
Yeah, so I have like dolls that are like, I call my collection. So like ones that they are as is, they will not be, their clothes will not be changed. They are like Ghouls Rule Draculaura, the original Venus, some of the roller skating ones. Like those are like the collection. Mm-hmm. And then I have dolls that I'm going to, they are like little people to me. And they can be, they're customized or they can be changed their outfits or they were sacrificed for another doll to have their outfit.
Just laying naked in a bin somewhere.
Yes, like. Yes. I was like, I feel bad. Like, I love the doll, but I'm like, I just want your clothes.
They'll end up on the auction later on.
They probably will, so they'll go for a new home. Or maybe I'll try customizing them. I don't know.
That's a good idea, too. You use them as practice things.
Yeah, and
you know?
Obviously I'm not, I would not, I can't say that. Well, Ansley is the one I spent the most money on because I bought her, like, her full price.
True.
Because she only comes in that, like, fashion set.
Yeah, that's the only version of that character so far. But, right. You know, with Rainbow High, they're always coming
right, out. Right, but, like, so, like, at first I'm like, because I knew I wanted to, you know, take her out and, like, play with her. I'm doing air quotes. But, you know, like, not just put her on a shelf. So I'm like, ooh, I don't know about $60 for this. But I was like, I'm doing it. That's the only one I ever bought myself.
Are you really?
Oh, no, I bought the large Amaya one, but I paid less. I paid only, like, $40 or $50 on...
But you really like her. You know, that's one thing. Like, yeah, to me, like dolls and things like that, or whether you're getting a gift for someone, you know, I mean, it's worth it if it brings them that much joy. It's priceless type of situation. So, yeah. So you buying yourself like the Ansley doll, like that was priceless because it just brings you so much happiness and joy.
Yeah.
So I totally feel like that. You know, I mean, like, even though I evidently have so much joy in my life because I keep buying so many more dolls, but the endless of joy.
You have like a different collection style. Like
I do. Yeah, I know what
you
mean.
The dolls in the closet that haven't seen the light of day, those mean something to you. So, you know, no one can judge you.
That's
not even
true.
Me, who's like, I can't stand anything not being seen. I can't have anything in the closet, you know? We're just different.
I have rotated
exactly.
Recently. Like, the rotation period is coming, so they're starting to get rotated out of the closet. But that's one thing, though. Like, I feel like whether you are buying or something for yourself as a collector this holiday season or buying for someone else, I mean, it's the thought that counts. At the end of the day, it's the thought that counts. But yeah, like I said, like we covered a lot of different things here. I'm sure there's probably something that us as collectors maybe didn't even think of. So definitely hit us up on Instagram. Let us know if there's maybe certain things that we did forget. Like, what would you buy a collector? You know, I mean, I feel like organization stuff, creative things, all of those are really, really helpful tools.
Gift cards so they can
gift cards to buy more dolls.
To enable them.
enabling things. There you go. But until next time, make sure to hit us up and let us know if there's any other podcast episodes you'd like us to do. Until next time, bye.
Bye.